The great Oz has spoken. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Who are you?
Oh, I am the great and powerful.
Christian religion.
Yeah, they're still trying to adjust my sound here. Sorry, they're getting mad at me because I go from rabid to placid
in less than 60 seconds.
And that's driving them crazy in the control room. I'm not going to try to cure it. It's their problem. It's your problem. I'm going to do what I do here. I can't think about it. I know I sometimes talk too fast, talk too slow, talk too loud, talk too slow. It's your problem. You're trained in this. No, you went to school for it, right? You did, right, Jim? Yeah, I didn't go to school for that. I'm barely holding on. You don't understand. I'm barely holding on to this show. I mean, I'm like this train perched on the rail. Yeah, it doesn't take much to derail me. So if I started thinking about that, I'd be shot. I'm barely hanging on here. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Zender Talk. It's Wednesday, and it's starting to look like I'm not going to get to my Rocky imitation this week. No, I don't think I should. I think I should give you just a little sample of it. All right. I'll whet your appetite. You ready? Yo, Adrian. I know that's not it. I'm teasing you. I do better than that. I'm not going to give them to them. No, they're going to have to wait. It's worth it. Why am I even going to do the Rocky imitation? Because it has to do with movies. It has to do with Hollywood. It has to do with the three-act play. Did you know that every movie was based on three acts? It's the standard in entertainment, the three acts of the play. And God follows. No, I'm sorry. God doesn't follow it. He didn't look at Steven Spielberg and say, hey, that's a good idea. Steven Spielberg is getting this from God. He probably doesn't know it, but God has set up this pattern throughout Scripture of Act 1, Act 2, and Act 3. And you have to stick around to see. This is really cool. I can't wait to tell you this. I'm not going to get to it today. I got to talk about Jesus. I hope I get to this tomorrow. It is so cool to see how this works. You can't leave the theater in either Act 1 or especially not Act 2. You got to stay for Act 3 because that's when the good things happen. And the problem people have with God is they're looking at all these bad things in the world and they think that they're in Act 3 or something.
Yeah.
They think that this is the conclusion, the dramatic ending of God's movie, and it's going to end in death and chaos. Holy smokes, is that ever wrong? No, I would say we're in Act 2 now. Act 2 contains the crisis. We're going to talk about that. We're going to analyze a couple movies, including Mary Poppins and some sex and violence movies. I guess that would include Mary Poppins. A lot of sex and violence in Mary Poppins. You just have to know where to look for it. It's definitely going to include Rocky, and I'm going to do my real imitation of Rocky, and I hope we get to that tomorrow. I pray for it, folks. Get in a prayer circle. We're going to go to Matthew 24, still talking about the apostasy, this falling away. And you know, the original apostatizers actually did go from believing the right thing to believing the wrong thing. But today it's a little different because you can actually start never believing in the right thing. The apostasy, again, I'll say it again, started right among believers, started in the camp of the church, and went bad. But the badness, the falseness, has now been passed through to the ages, and it has become an imitation of the truth. Everything looks like it's right. They name the name of Jesus. There's the church building. We're talking about Christ, but it's not truth. It's a different Jesus. Oh, man, there's another sidetrack I could get onto. Paul talks about worshiping a different Jesus. Boy, is that a great verse. I think it's in 2 Corinthians, a different Jesus. Did you know that? That you can be talking about Jesus all the time, Jesus, 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 but you're not believing in the true Jesus. It's a false Jesus. Whew. This apostasy is so slick. It's an imitation. This is how apostasy works. It's based on imitation. Do you remember in Egypt when Moses went and he started to do these wonders in front of Pharaoh and his court, and Moses and Aaron threw down their rods and they became snakes, and the magicians imitated it. That's the essence of the apostasy. It's an imitation. It has to be close to the truth or it's not going to fool you. Nobody's going to be fooled by an evil demon with a black mustache and a pointy tail like the caricature of Satan the Christians paint. No, no, no. Satan is today disguised as a messenger of light and his ministers as dispensers of righteousness. I think that's 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Could spend a whole week just on that verse alone. So the apostasy is very, very subtle. So subtle that today there are, I believe, millions of people who think they're believing in Jesus, but they're really believing in themselves. It's that insidious. Matthew 24, let's go to verse 4. Matthew 24, 4, Jesus is talking about these last days. And answering, Jesus said to them, "Beware that no one should be deceiving you." And he's telling this to his disciples. And if anybody should be attuned to what was going on, they should. Yet, this falling away is going to be so slick that Jesus himself said that if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. It's not going to be obvious. And if you ask me, glad you did, if Christianity sees through it, it's not the apostasy. Jesus said to them, "Beware, no one should be deceiving you, for many shall be coming in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and shall be deceiving many." I used to think, oh, come on. Who's going to believe it? Here's this yo-yo that looks like Don Rickles saying, "I am the Christ." Nobody's going to believe that. But that's not what Jesus is saying. This is what he's saying. Many will come saying that I, Jesus, am the Christ. You see that? Listen to this. Many are going to say that I am the Christ. They'll admit that I, Jesus, am the Christ, but they're deceivers. Oh, does that go along with 2 Corinthians 12? Oh, I'm sorry, it's 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm there now. Verse 13, Paul talks about false apostles, fraudulent workers, being transfigured into apostles of Christ. They're called apostles of Christ. They're transfigured not into apostles of Satan. They might be that, but they look like apostles of Christ. And only a person with the name Christian can be mistaken for an apostle of Christ. Jesus is confirming this. Many will come in my name saying, "I am the Christ." They're not saying that they are the Christ. They're saying that he is the Christ. But they're worshiping another Jesus. I just found that verse. It's in the same context in 2 Corinthians. Oh, I'm out of time. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. "For if, indeed, he who is coming is heralding another Jesus, whom we do not herald, or you are obtaining a different spirit, which you did not obtain, or a different evangel, different gospel, which you do not receive, you are bearing with him." Paul's getting after them. Don't bear with them. There's another Jesus out there. He's got beautiful hair, and he's handsome, and he's a hunk, and you hang his jewelry around your neck, and he's popular. He's more popular than the Beatles. That's not the true Jesus. Believe in God no matter what the clergy say. I'm Martin Zenders.